QSC, QSC, QSC. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz plus offset of 600 kilohertz and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. All right, got a couple of announcements here. First off, this upcoming Saturday is our club meeting at the Big Bear. The Big Bear Amateur Radio Club meeting at the Big Bear Lake Fire Station. Meeting starts at 6:30, and we do have a tech hour at 5:30. Probably be working a little bit more on field day stuff, as to this weekend is movie time. Got a pretty cool video from from the ARRL of the, I believe it's the 2006 de-expedition of Peter the First Island, so should be pretty cool. Another announcement, also the Sunday after that, this upcoming Sunday, the 29th, we will be also doing ham testing at that same fire station at 1 o'clock. Walk-ins are allowed. Any test level can be taken from tech all the way up to extra. So if you're ready for that upgrade, please come in, stop on by, walk-ins allowed. All right, topic for the evening, going to do a little bit on Clint's ISS contact last Thursday. Pretty cool stuff. Also, we have a couple other things of interest. Probably delve into a little bit of the OOs from the QST magazine. OO, not meaning uh-oh, but actually our amateur observers, official observers. So we'll get that onto that a little bit later. So, but for right now, let's get on to our brief roster, starting with WB6CLZ, Mike.
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is WB6CLZ. Hey, Tom, I'm real close to the computer with the rig here. How's my signal real quick?
Sounds real good. Not a problem there. No, not a problem. How about WB6CIN? Is she real close there?
This is WB6CIN. Good evening.
Good evening, Cindy. Glad to have you and Mike with us this evening. How about Lucerne Valley KA6CIA, George?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. KA6CIA. Good evening, Tom and Annette.
All right, George. Glad to have you out there. Let's see, moving on down here. How about KJ6HCS, Mike? Are you out there this evening?
Evening, Tom, the net, KJ6HCS, no traffic.
All right, Mike, glad to have you out there. We don't have anybody on Echolink, so we're not going to try for those right at the moment. I had a courtesy check-in for K6EKX, if he's out there listening, Mike. All right, real quick, is WA6ITC, Rod, are you out there?
Yeah, from Wake Williams, WA6ITC, and hello to everybody.
All right, Rod, glad to have you with us this evening. How about Redlands KJ6FIL, Mike?
Good evening, everybody. KJ6FIL.
All right, Mike, glad to have you out there. Fantastic weather we're having up here. Hope it's cooled off for you a bit down there. How about KJ6KDL, Jim?
Good evening, KJ6KDL with KDK here. We have some guests that were kind of half listening, but we're here.
Well, good deal. Introduce them to ham radio. Tell them all about it. Okay, Jim, thanks for having me out there. Let's see here. Moving on down the list. How about KI6IQA Kelly? Nothing there. How about N6BOPN? And nothing error there. How about K6GVL, Ron from Green Valley?
Good evening, Tom and Annette. This is Ron from Green Valley Lake, K6GVL.
Hey, Ron's got to be just gorgeous weather there like it is over here, I'm sure. After we get over this little front moving in, it'll all be back. How about AD6PL, Harold?
Even AD6PL.
Hey, good evening, Harold from Riverside. Glad to have you with us. See if he's out there. K6LCS, Clint from Harupa Valley. Okay, nothing heard. Moving on down the list to, let's see, W6JLM, Judith. And nothing heard. How about W6KMM, Kenneth? Nothing there. How about KJ6PYV, Dave?
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is KJ6PYV.
All right, good evening there, Dave from Sugarloaf. Glad to have you out there. Moving on down here. How about K6YNW, Chris? Okay, nothing heard from Chris. How about W6POO, Chip?
Hey, Tom and Annette, good evening. W6POO here, Palm Springs, no traffic.
All right, Chip, glad to have you out there. Appreciate that. Let's see, moving on down here. How about AE6CK, Victor?
Good evening, Tom and Annette, Victor, Santa Fe Springs.
Hey, Victor, glad to have you with us, and just to let you know, summer is here, I think, up here. Beautiful weather. How about KA6ROD, Rod?
Good evening, everyone, KA6ROD.
Evening there, Rod. Thanks for being over there in Moon Ridge. How about KB6LTY, Christy? Okay, nothing over there, and don't want to forget him, K9AOG. Steve, are you out there?
Good evening, this is Steven, K9AOG.
Got you on the list here, Steven. Fantastic, from Long Beach. All right, that's pretty much the list as I have it. Is there anybody else who would like to check in? Please come back.
K6YNW.
Hey, got you in here. Anybody else?
AV6PBZ.
Hey, good evening, Ray. Glad to have you with us this evening. Anybody else? They had somebody in there a little weak, but that's okay. Glad to have you with us. Anybody else?
W6JET.
W6JET, Rob. By golly, let's put you on the permanent list here. Anybody else out there? All right, good deal. Mike, as we always do, and of course anybody can check in any point in time. Any comments are welcome, and questions, hopefully we can answer. So, Mike, anything happening new with the sun, and how's our space weather?
I'm glad you didn't say DX report, Tom. I was hoping I'd have a good one. The MUF yesterday was up to 33.5, but it turned out we had a geomagnetic storm that kind of took most everything away, so that didn't help us any. Space Weather is reporting a sunspot number of 158, last time I looked, with a solar flux index of 142. So conditions are good, and, you know, things should be okay, but we've had some geomagnetic storms taking things out for the last, or minimizing things, shall we say, for the last couple of days. So, yeah, we're just waiting and hoping that things will get a little better here in the near future. The sun's got a lot of spots on it, but they're just not doing anything. Back over to you, Tom.
Yeah, I'm KF6Q here with Tech Tuesday Group. Well, Mike, I guess if the geomagnetic storm stuff would kind of fall back a little bit, then sounds like with all the sunspots, could be good soon. Is that correct? Is that, yeah, shot from the hip.
Actually, the MUF was up there yesterday to where 10 meters should have been open pretty good. And, you know, I checked it three or four times. It was minimal operation on there. A little bit of the normal trans-equatorial propagation in the evening that we get. And a lot of contacts to the United States. But that was about it, Tom.
Okay, good deal. Anybody else out there possibly listening that had worked anything on 10, please come back.
Tom, comment.
Go ahead.
Mike, WB6CLD. I don't want to make it seem like 10 meters is the only DX band. It's just my favorite band. And if things don't change rapidly here, I'll go down to 17 or to 15, and maybe I'll have a little bit better report for you guys.
Oh, not a problem. If 10 was open, then probably a lot more would be open, so... That's kind of that's a guess. All right, well, good deal. Well, I don't hear Clint out there, and as busy as he's been, I would take off for a few weeks if I was him, and maybe he did. Anyway, they do have a pretty cool site, iss-flabob.com, and the students who did contact the ISS have decided to keep that site up and running. So they're gonna go ahead with that and kind of add stuff. Pretty cool. Mike, if you want to go there, we'll kind of give some updates. And the way that thing was kind of written, I don't know if you got my last email, we'll start from the bottom and kind of work up, because it kind of looks like that's the way the procedure's been there.
I see that, Tom, and it starts out at the bottom with they're telling that the ARISS contact is one in a series with educational organizations and schools and such throughout the United States and abroad, and the main purpose is to improve teaching and learning in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. You know, it's kind of good to get hands-on training. I think that's kind of cool. They are a component of the Teaching from Space, and it's a part of the NASA Education Office. You know, I haven't clicked that link to expand it any, but I think that's just a brief overview of what's going on there.
Yeah, roger that. You know, and the ARISS, basically pretty simple acronym or abbreviation of Amateur Radio, ISS, International Space Station. And this program has been going on for some time, which Clint Bradford, that's K6LCS, has been involved with for, I don't know how many years. This one particular contact, as he was saying, he started working on that 13 months ago. That's a lot of work and a lot of leaning into the grindstone there to keep that, you know, moving forward. And it was pretty neat. You know, and all the kids had to get ready for this. Pretty eventful thing. So, what is that? Okay, the students, they had to actually do some research on that. And I think that's in the next paragraph. What all do they have to prepare and kind of do background at? What they have to do, Mike?
Sounds like a lot, Tom. They were studying the history and the mission of the space station and mission control, rocket fabrication, astronaut selection and training, mission control and station operations, and that's also included radio technology and communication topics. So sounds like they had their plate pretty full to get prepared for this contact.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. And, you know, and the whole thing basically is done through a ham radio link. That's the coolest part. It's all done on amateur radio. Little to answer a couple questions here. Basically, the ham station was in Italy and actually was contacting the ISS from that point. And then, of course, using really dedicated landlines to hook up over here. There was a question about that last week. The reasoning being, The time slot of what the astronauts were going to be able to do this in doesn't mean they're going to be actually flying overhead. The two just don't seem to coincide. And so what they had to do is basically figure out where it would be, who was going to be there to do the uplink and downlink, and then contact that. So it's not always just real convenient as, hey, there they go, they're overhead, let's talk to them. Wish it was that way, but it's not. They're very, very busy up there. It's fantastic what they're doing to contact these kids and get the interest, not only in the space program, but it's amateur radio. Well, there's a lot more on there about the amateur radio station. Who's up there doing this, Mike?
The astronauts themselves, and I guess most of the astronauts actually have amateur radio licenses, and they regularly operate on board in their free time, so that's kind of interesting. Just a side note, I listened to some of the audio link from that. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I think they were over the middle of the Atlantic, and that way they would, like you said, they would be able to contact both the Italian station and the station in Riverside. But that's kind of cool. Let's see, what else we got? I guess they have agreements with multiple space agencies, and it goes on to say that the amateur radios are naturally on the ground are volunteers, and they're supported by AMSAT, naturally, and the ARRL. Back to you, Tom.
You know, an AMSAT, really cool amateur radio satellite stuff, pretty neat stuff there, and the ARRL. Just one more thing, one more great thing that the American Radio Relay League gets involved with. A lot of people, I guess, were there. I think, Chip, if you're still listening out there, Chip, were you witness to this? I guess you were. You sent me about a link to about, 197 pictures, and I do want to get those to our club. Chip, what was it like in there if you were there?
Well, amazing is the word, or wow, or God, it was just great when I was a teenager. But I heard about this on Tech Tuesday when Clint was talking about it back in January, simply because he mentioned Play Bob, and I did a little project there 40 years ago as a student reset. And anyway, so I... So it was just amazing because it reminded me of what, you know, when I was a kid, where was I in my life when man first walked on the moon? So these kids had a chance to have their wow moment. They're talking live to real-life astronauts flying over, and it worked tremendously. It was really something to witness.
Well, fantastic, Chip. You know, and basically want to get those pictures so we can share those with the club up here. It'd be pretty fantastic. Now, did you have to get there pretty early to get in there? I know we lost a little bit of your communication there, a little local interference, but I could see some of the pictures. It looks like the room was like standing room only.
Yeah, basically that was it. There was 150 students, if I understand it correctly, that are at this charter school. The school is possible by way of a foundation. The kids, when I walked in, the Star Wars theme was playing. Clint had created about a 25 or 30 minute presentation that was being shot up on a screen. At the same time, had another screen showing the live positioning of NASA feed as to where the ISS was. Reset. And, so I just walked in and saw Clint, saw his wife. He said, how do you do quickly? And I grabbed my camera and a couple of refills on batteries and just started shooting like crazy, and boy, the next thing I know, I heard a voice over the, we all heard a voice on the ZA system say something like, Mr. Bradford, this is Johnson Space Control, because they had to also monitor and approve the signal, and I guess monitor what was being said in both directions. And then eventually we heard the Italian ham operator. This was all on landline. And then from there it went up to the space station. And then we heard the call from the engineer flight on board, Don Pettit. And from that point forward, it was like, wow.
Well, good deal. Chip, I guess it's really been and within about 30 minutes, the whole thing is over and done with. And a lot of that really just pretty amazing. Now, how many, I think there was, what, 100 kids or 150 kids, is that correct?
People that were heavily involved, whether the kids knew it or not, at Flay Bob Airport, the owner of Flay Bob was there. I mean, all bunch of whole people showed up of all, from all places and of all ages, too. So, again, it was in a big hangar, a big full-size airplane hangar, Hangar 16, back to you.
Okay, sorry, Chip. Now, I might have doubled over you a little bit there, but it was pretty brief. So, well, fantastic. I don't know where Clint is this evening, but I know he's been pretty busy over the last few months, so wouldn't doubt that he's taking a break. Oh, I know Clint. He's probably out there getting ready for another demonstration. Little thing here, the Press Enterprise, which is a primary newspaper printed there in Riverside. Clint's got some stuff there. I mean, this event made the front page there. I'm not sure if it was the A section or the B section. Huge, huge write-up on this. Pretty fantastic. Chip, did you get a chance to pick up one of those papers, or were they sold out? Ah, well, looks like we lost Chip here. Well, I'm sure he'll be back in a minute. Well, anyway, Mike, pretty fantastic stuff, and like I said, you know, we've had Clint up here before, up here at Big Bear. Hopefully we can get him up here again this summer. He's kind of agreed to that, so kind of looking forward to that. Well, good deal. Mike, anything else you could add to this? It's just amazing, and I'm sure Clint will fill us in the future, a couple other things there, but anything else you'd like to add?
I just can remember the excitement about working or listening to the first Oscar, the first Sputnik, when the Russians put it up with my old SX-28 years ago. And then later, after I got my license, working through the first Oscar with basically simple equipment. I mean, very, very exciting. And I imagine a lot of those kids that were, after doing all of the research and all of the work necessary to get the background, just were really excited on that. Yeah, I mean, I can still go back there and go, wow. Brought my mom and dad in and everything. So, yeah, that's very exciting stuff. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, good deal. And, you know, and if anybody's ever, of course, it's pretty hard to see from the ground, but if you go online and look at some of the information on the ISS, the ISS has got to be, I'm going to say, be bordering from the late 20th century into the 21st century, one of the most amazing accomplishments. Albeit there's nothing that's perfect, but still, that's something that's pretty amazing up there. Very, very large, put it together in pieces, and I guess with all the maintenance, and they got to dodge a couple little pieces of space debris from time to time, but other than that, looks like it's going to be up there for a long time. Pretty amazing, so. And of course, we try to keep everybody up to date when we do have actual sightings. We can see cloud cover, though, this evening, so. Not going to be too great, so. But anyway, well, Mike, pretty cool. Is there anybody out there listening in that's got any questions that we could possibly answer? If we can, please come back to Net Control, KF6Q. All right, Mike, well, I think we've got that pretty well covered. Do want to start pulling a little bit, got a neat little thing here in this issue. I call them radio police, but anyway, it's our really, actually, these are people to keep us from getting in trouble with the FCC. This is from page 67 of the May QST of 2012. OOs, official observers, and the amateur auxiliary. Pretty cool. Basically, these are people that take out time from their day to kind of police the airwaves. Mike, what's your take on that from the beginning? And you know what? These are hams, and these are our friends. Go ahead, Mike.
I missed the first portion of that, and I know where we're headed. I'm on the HT now. For some reason, the H17 antenna connection is goofy on me. Are you copying me okay?
Solid copy.
Hey, well, we're discussing the OOs, and, you know, if you ever get a card from those guys saying that you were off-band or off-frequency, it is the friendliest of reminder. I've never gotten one. I've had other ham friends that have, and, you know, most of them are just regular guys. They're not a bunch of vigilantes. They're just really good guys that are just making sure that that you know that you were a little bit off frequency and pay a little more attention. But the good thing is they will also send you a notice if you're a good operator, if you ID all the time, you know, if they hear you and maybe you're helping somebody out on the air, providing Elmer services. You may get a card from them saying, hey, thanks, you did a good thing. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, it's a, like you say, they're not vigilantes. They're basically trying to keep everything from escalating to an event that would pull in the FCC. They're working in conjunction with us as other hams to make sure that everything's good. Quite often we would have issues we would not know about, and they're out there listening in. It's actually to help us. So, and you know what, and they actually are doing this on their own time. This is not, you know, it's an unpaid job like everything else in ham radio, and quite often they're all over the bands, and quite often listening to areas that it just may not be what they want to do, but they're out there spending that time to help make sure everything is status quo. So, yeah, if you know anybody who's ever, or you run into anybody who works in this conjunction, right now there's about 701. Which is quite a few, but not that many considered it's all across the country. Mike, you know, I'd say that for the basic part, most of us will probably never have an issue with this, and we definitely don't want an issue with the FCC. So I would say that if you get something from them, good or bad, either way, it's a good thing.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, this is Alpha Bravo 6 Papa Sierra, Palm Springs. Name's Gary. And I've actually had what they call a good guy report. Of course, this is about 15 years ago, and I at first thought it was a joke. It came on like a paper QSL card. And on there was the logging information of the time, a station I was talking to, and I looked it up in my log, and sure enough, everything was correct, but I can't remember the exact circumstances, but it was called a good guy report. Haven't had one since, but thought I could just throw that in there. AB6PS.
And KF6Q here with Tech Tuesday Group. Well, good deal. You know, and the thing is that I'm sure that they have spent a lot of time with the bad guy reports. So if you got one of those, I'd frame that thing if I were you. If you haven't, that's pretty cool. That's pretty neat. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff goes on out there in the airs, and it's not all easy to deal with. And there's some very troubled areas out there, I know, and some of the repeater frequencies. Just going to take time to get the stuff straightened out. It's going to take a lot of elbow grease, but yeah. Well, Mike, I know there's some history on these. I don't know if you've gone through that little box in the bottom there. Maybe you could look over that just for a second. Myself, I haven't got any notices either way. And, you know, sometimes, you know, like we say, no news is good news. But you know what? Always try to stay in there and do the right thing. So, ID is probably one of the things that we do slip up on a little once in a while, but that's why I like that repeater. We have that little 10-minute deal there. Mike, what's your take on that little, the history part of this?
Using my speed reading techniques.
Yeah, well, I guess they've been, the history behind them is they've been in operation, the official observers have been in operation for over 85 years. And I guess in 84 they enhanced with an agreement with the FCC and the amateur auxiliary. What the auxiliary is a branch, I guess, of the official observers, and they will help, like if we had someone jamming the computer, help do it. Gosh, now I can't pull it up. Anyway, some direction finding, maybe to locate who's doing it. You know, other Type 97, such as malicious interference, which I just said, you know, are deliberately violations, and they work on it like that. Let's see. Back to you, Tom. I'll read this a little closer.
Well, that's good. I mean, yeah, they've been around 85 years. That's a while. So... And that's kind of good. And that's one thing about amateur radio. We're self-policing to the degree of, you know, trying to keep ourselves and our friends in line and to keep the hobby going on that way. I know years ago used to be a lot of conflict and issues with interference with, you know, other electronic devices, TVs and the such. Quite possibly the switch over to digital TVs has really helped that a lot, especially with a 6-meter band. But, you know, with that stuff like there, you know, it's great because they've set the guidelines of, you know, where we need to be and to, you know, keep us in line with Part 97 rules and stuff like that. So, you know what, like I said, kudos to them. They're another group that's all volunteer. And you know what, if there's someone out there, if you would like to get involved with that, send me an email. I can hook you up with the right people. They're always looking for more volunteers like any place else. So back to you, Mike. It's KF6Q.
Yeah, I've read a little bit further in there, and I mean, it goes through, it's a pretty good, a pretty in-depth article about the program, and I wish I would have had a little bit of time to read it before, but we had to kind of change the way we did things but yeah, it looks like within their scope is obscenity, malicious interference, repeater solutions, and bootleggers, and station ID, all kinds of interesting things that they basically are a monitoring station. Used to be FCC monitoring stations were all around the country, and I don't know how many are left, so they're using the official observer system to kind of take the slack in, for some of those violations that the FCC would have caught normally. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, you know, and with that, of course, the FCC stands behind them. So, I mean, if you get a report that possibly that you've got some spurious emissions and you're splattering over onto another band or possibly out of the band or something like that, you need to take that seriously because the FCC will enforce that. This is a notice from the OOs that basically is giving you a chance to say, hey, you know what, you probably don't know this, but this is what we found, and we'd really, you know, you need to correct that. So it needs to be taken seriously because if you don't, it will just lead on to more problems. But, you know, there's all kinds of different other things that happen out there besides that. A lot of different, there's a lot of bootleg use of ham calls and things like that, many different things, you know, not improper language, false signals, and malicious interference and stuff like that. It's just a common thing. It's been around since day one, and with that, at least with the OOs, they will help us, and we help them to pretty much nail that stuff down. Well, anyway, well, Mike, I just want to touch on base on that because it is pretty cool stuff. It is a rather neat article here, but it's in the May issue of QST Magazine, And if you don't get QSD, if you're not a member of the ARRL, think about joining. A lot of good stuff there. You can join through the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. Go ahead and just give me an email and I'll hook you up on that, how to do that. It doesn't cost you any more, but it will actually, it does help the club a little bit. So pretty good stuff there. So anyway, Mike, any little call for any questions out there? Anybody with any questions on this, please come back.
LCS.
K6LCS. Hello, Quint.
We just got through editing some video with Ham Nation. I apologize for being late. Another benefit, though, of ARRL membership, if you haven't covered it, is their ham radio equipment insurance. It covers not just your mobile rig in the car, which probably is not covered by your car insurance, unless you have a specific rider for it, but also covers your HTs, covers my computer and projector when I take them to ham shows. But look into the ham radio equipment insurance, a better rate that I could get from State Farm. I've been with State Farm for 3 decades. K6LCS.
Well, yeah, and as a matter of fact, the repeater that we're talking over right now, Quint, is covered through the club, through their insurance. We've had that for years, being up there at the top of the mountain. We have a lot at stake, like lightning or whatever else could happen up there. So we have our equipment at least covered. Good thing, best thing we could do. So, well, good deal. Well, Quint, we tried to wing it without you here and went through the ISS PlayBob site. Pretty much covered that stuff. But I know there's stuff you can add if you have time.
Oh, just we established a new page, the More Info page, for the people that were there to give them links to the acronyms we used on them that morning, as well as some copies of the NASA videos and PSAs that we used, and a couple of our presentations are posted there, too. Great event. 13 months in the making, over more than 2,900 email messages, teleconferences with Johnson Space Control, Houston Space Control, or Johnson Control Center. Oh, man. If anybody saw the Riverside Press Enterprise last Friday, front page coverage, I mean, whoa, you can't buy that unless you're Lindsay Lohan. But thank God, my people called her people to make sure she wasn't drinking Thursday night. But no, just a great event. Everybody, the kids had a great time. The kids learned. And there's a video on the PE.com that shows them. And we'll be on Ham Nation next Tuesday night, 6 o'clock our time on the Twit TV network. You can watch this recorded live at 6 o'clock and then see it through normal channels later in the week.
Well, fantastic, Darren. Love the little low-hand sideline stuff there. I don't know if you saw him. You were probably pretty busy, but one of our Tech Tuesday guys, incognito reporter, Chipper, W6POO, was in there taking a lot of pictures, as many as he could. So, good deal. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get down there. Really wish I could have. But, Quint, great stuff. We're all thinking about this one question. Are you going to do it again?
I just set the audio equipment back today via UPS at Ontario Airport, so I got two boxes out of my front room. Will I do it again? Yes, I will. It's going to be written up as a public relations project and passed out to whoever wants to do this in the future. Yes. Yeah, someone said, well, you know, this, yeah, you did a good job at PlayBob, but you know, we've done this, it's been done before. Well, yeah, we've done more than 700 of these contacts. But as Chip would tell you, or anyone else in the room, adults were brought to tears. It was exciting, it was emotional. The kids have been learning about space and our space agency's programs. And yes, we've done that more than 700 times, and we won't have this program forever, but most of us are volunteers, and getting kids involved in science and math is our future. So will I do it again? Sure. Sure.
Well, good deal, Clint. And you know what? I know that right now you're taking a break from all this with all the work you've put into that. But when you start thinking about the next time around, of course, just let us know. Volunteers are hard to come by, but it's always great to have some additional help. So we always be able to try to, you know, round up some critters for you if that's possible. So kudos to you there, Clint. Appreciate that.
All right, thanks for the time. I sure appreciate it. Sorry I was late. K6LCS.
Good deal there, Clint. All right, anyway, as we're getting close here to wrapping up this Tech Tuesday, one thing here, just want to let anybody know who's listening out there, any topics or ideas or things that you'd like to see us cover, of course, we are open to that. Send us a Send us an email. Send one to me. They're at kf6q@arrl.net. That's Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec, kf6q@arrl.net. We can always dig something up, but we do like to pull stuff out of QSTs and current events like this with Quint. Really phenomenal thing. Anyway, well, Mike, out there in, I think you're still up here. Anyway, not just east of me here. Anything else to add?
With QST in mind, I've gone through the May QST, and there are a lot of good topics in the May QST. I'm just looking at QSL cards, and there's a few other ones that I ran across. So if we don't get something in, we've got some good stuff, but we sure would like to get input from you operators out there as to topics you would like us to cover. Back to you, Tom.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. Like I said, we usually only get like 4 Tech Tuesdays per month, and there's always a ton of articles, anywhere from the light technical to the electronics, but a whole bunch of stuff that's really in human interest with, you know, with ham radio. So pretty good deal there. All right, last call there. Is any other comments or questions out there? Please come back to KF6Q.
Quick comment from W6COO. If anybody would like to see those photographs, they're up on a cloud. Email chip@chipwallace.com. I would share with you that login information. They're not going to be there all that long, but they're there to look at, and certainly it's worth the time to see what was put in and many other people put their efforts into the 60O.
Okay, Chip, and if anybody had any trouble copying Chip there, go ahead and send me an email, and I can link you up to him also through here, through kf6q@arrl.net. So thanks, Chip. Appreciate that. Thanks for offering that out there. Anybody else out there? Any final comments or questions? All right. Well, QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, Net Control for Tech Tuesday Net. And we will be closing the net at 1900 hours and 42 minutes. Do appreciate everybody who joined us this evening and listened in. We do this every Tuesday if we can, unless there's urgent use of the repeater in progress from weather conditions or something like that. So anyway, join us again next week. And thanks to everybody for listening this time around. So the repeater is back to normal use. We'll hang out here for a little bit. This is KF6Q. Thank you.